Black Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Norris, world-famous explorer in person.
Obeying the orders of Mr. Norris, deliberately cut Limey Scroggins loose and arranged that he go over to the hut where Pedro is guarding Butch Grogan. Limey Scroggins, you recall, is a very unreliable scoundrel. He professes friendship with Mr. Norris's party and is swearing revenge on Grogan, his ex-partner in crime. Mr. Norris suspects Scroggins and his grave promises and means to make a test. Jimmy and Jean are told to get behind Grogan's hut and listen to the conversation when these two renegades get together. Jimmy and Jean are stealthily approaching from the back of the hut, trying to keep out of sight from the savage Indians who are now swinging into their wild ceremonial dance around the newly kindled fire.
We made it, Jimmy. Gosh, we made it.
Nothing to it, Jean. Those Indians are too busy dancing and yelling to notice us.
Oh, yes, and all because there's to be a big show tomorrow at dawn, an anthill torture party. You know, Jimmy, I kind of thought that maybe Grogan was just fooling.
Don't kid yourself, Jean. Grogan's skin may be white, but that is as far as it goes. He got the Indians here to help him capture us, and he had to promise those Indians some sort of a reward.
And this is part of it. Gosh, isn't it going to be swell, though? Mr. Norris gets Grogan back downriver and thrown in jail. Gee, I guess I just won't ever sleep sound again until that does happen.
Come on, Jean. Let's toddle. It's two huts down from here.
Okay.
We might as well get hidden good before Limey Scroggins gets here. We don't want to miss a word. Mr. Noyce wants us to know everything.
But listen, Jimmy. Wait. I guess I'm just a little dumb. I don't get the idea. Why doesn't Mr. Noyce send both Scroggins and Grogan back downriver?
You mean turn them both over to the Brazilian authorities?
Why, sure. Wouldn't that be the easiest way? They'd both be out of the way, and we wouldn't have any more trouble.
But don't you remember when we were first captured here? Remember, it was Scroggins who boasted that he knew where our dad was being held, knew the Indian village, and knew everything about it.
Of course I remember. Gosh, how I hated him after that. That's why I want to see him shut up in the hoosegow, too.
But listen, Jean. Mr. Noyce knows all the answers in this country. Look now. This Limey Scroggins seems to be the only one who knows exactly where Dad is right now. He could lead us there in a hurry. Otherwise...
I get it. Otherwise, we might travel miles and miles all over the jungle.
Yes. And maybe even then we may never find Dad at all, you see. We really need Scroggins. But if he's a double-crosser, as Mr. Norris suspects, he'd be a very dangerous man to have in our party.
Then why are we taking this chance on him? Why don't
wait,
we...
Wait now, Jean. Listen. Mr. Norris has suspicions.
Yeah?
He means to find out if Scroggins is really on our side, see? If he is, well, he goes with us and Grogan goes to jail.
Oh, I guess I'm beginning to get it now. If Scroggins is the kind of double-crosser Mr. Norris thinks he is, then Scroggins will make some kind of a deal with Grogan. And it'll be the two of them against us.
That's it exactly.
But Hector's pup, think how dangerous it is. Mr. Norris instructed Pedro to turn over the automatic pistol to Scroggins. and leave Scroggins in the hut with Grogan.
And we're here to listen to what goes on as soon as Pedro leaves the hut.
Yeah, but Scroggins is armed by then. He has his own automatic pistol. What if he shoots Mr. Noyce and maybe captures us all again?
Well, I thought of that, too. But I'm betting on Mr. Noyce. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I know it, Jimmy. I know it. Oh, I guess we haven't got very much to worry about.
Yeah, only those Indians at the campfire. Gee whiz, when those Roman candles and things get popping, there's going to be an awful riot. Gene, I'm kind of scared about it myself.
Ooh, so am I. But I guess if we keep hidden in behind the huts here, we may never be noticed. Say, how long before the fuses on the fireworks start, Jimmy?
I don't know, Gene. I stuck them away down deep among the firewood. There isn't much wind blowing, and the fire is burning kind of slowly. It might be several minutes yet, but when once they do start shooting, boy.
Look, Jimmy, let's go around to the front and go in and see Pedro. Maybe we should tell him that Scroggins will be along soon.
Say, that's an idea, but no use both of us going. Gene, you go around and I'll stick right here. And if Scroggins starts coming, I'll warn you in time to get out. I'll make a sound like an owl, like this.
Okay, I'll be listening, and I'll bluff as much as I can. Well, I guess I better get going. I'll be right back and meet you behind Grogan's hut then.
Why doesn't Scroggins get a move on? He must still be in that hut across the clearing. Maybe he's scared to come out with the Indians all hooping it up like that.
Pedro! Pedro! It's Jean!
Ah, si, si, senorita! Senorita, come into my spider, said the little parlor to the little fly. Come in, come in. Look, senorita, this thing on the floor here, it is not the bundle of rubbishes for the pile of junk. No, no, it is the pretty Mr. Grogan.
Miss Jean, cut me loose, will you? Take that gun away from Pedro. Cut me loose, and you and me will be friends. What do you say?
Oh, huh? I'm sorry, Mr. Grogan, but I can't do it at all. I have my instructions from Mr. Noyce.
Instructions from Noyce? What instructions? What's he going to do with me? Ship me back downriver and throw me in that rotten Brazilian jail again? Well, we'll...
What? Shut up, Grogan. Or maybe I start biting those big ears of yours now.
Senorita, you have the message from Mr. Noyce? Yes, no?
I sure have, Pedro. It's just this. Jimmy and me, we cut Limey Scroggins loose. We came over here, sneaked up to the end of the street, and crossed over and came down behind the hut.
See, where is Jimmy now?
Oh, he has other duties to attend to right now. I'm to meet him later.
Oh, Scroggins, he is coming here then?
Yes, Pedro. That's Mr. Noyce's orders. Scroggins is to come here, and you're to hand over that automatic to him. Scroggins is going to relieve you. Scroggins will stand guard over Grogan here, and keep him here till Mr. Noyce returns.
What's that? Say that again. Scroggins is coming here to stand guard over me till Noyce comes back?
That's right, Mr. Grogan. Have you any objection?
Oh, but that Limey. No, don't let him in here. Don't give him that gun. He's got it in for me. Why, this is just one of Noyce's tricks. Listen, little Gail, are you going to allow this?
Grogan, he is speak different now, senorita. He's not hooped up no more. He is gentle like the little sheep, like the lamb. Ah, senorita, this Grogan, he has break my heart in a little parts of pieces. See.
Listen, Pedro. Limey Scroggins should be along any time now, and you're to go find Mr. Noyce. Leave Limey right here. Whatever happens is going to happen.
Oh, don't do it, Miss Jean. Don't. Please don't. I'm not asking you to set me free. No, I'm not. Let me lay here tied up. I won't mind if only you'll stay here when Limey arrives.
Listen, Pedro. Maybe you and me should talk this over. Maybe we shouldn't leave Grogan here alone with Limey. Limey isn't forgetting that Grogan gave him a dirty deal.
Pedro, go ahead and talk it over. Hurry, will you, Pedro? Oh, Miss Jean, see if you can't convince Pedro to listen to reason. Go ahead, will you, please?
Come on to the doorway, Pedro. Let's talk it over. What do you say?
Well, if you wish it so, senorita, but we must hurry.
Listen, Pedro. Grogan can't hear us now. Now listen. I wanted you out here to the door so that Grogan wouldn't hear what we were saying. Mr. Noyce wants you to hurry down to the big maloca.
And the Senor Noyce, he is getting the guns?
Yes, that's right. He wants you to hurry down there and lend a hand just as soon as Limey Scroggins gets there with him. Both of us are to hide and listen to what takes place when Scroggins is alone with Grogan.
Ah, si, senorita. You know, it is the plan of Mr. Noyce to find out what is which between these bad men.
But listen, Pedro. What if Limey Scroggins is mad at Grogan?
Well, it will be just not so good for Grogan. Senorita, these men, they are the bad ones.
You hear that, Pedro?
Si.
That was Jimmy. That was his signal that Scroggins has left his hut and is on his way here now.
Oh.
Well, I've got to go. I'll be seeing you, Pedro.
What's it to be? Pedro? Pedro, you talked it over. Oh, don't keep me in suspense. Tell me. Are you going to go through with this? Is Scroggins to be left alone with me with a gun?
Well, I'm regretting so very much, Mr. Grogan. That is what will happen, and nothing else but. And you will have to be the very good boy while I'm going away. Too bad, Mr. Grogan.
Oh, no.
Too bad.
No, Pedro. But you can't do it. You can't, I tell you.
Oh, Mr. Senor, but Grogan, that is where you make the one big mistake. Very big mistake. I can do it. See, I'm do it now. And here comes Mr. Limey Scroggins.
Listen, Pedro, listen to me. At least cut me loose. Cut me loose. Anyway, cut my feet loose so I can get a half a chance to scram out of here. Say, Pedro, you can't leave me helpless like this. You can't do it.
Well, I am not arguing with you, Grogan. I am not arguing. But I'm just look and see that this little automatic pistol, she is full of the lovely little bullets. I'll just give him the look. There is five here, and look, one more in the chamber. I just put these lovely little bullets back in the crib like this. And when your friend Scroggins has come here, I'm hand over this beautiful gun to him in the very fine, good condition. Ah, Mr. Grogan, I feel so sorry for you.
Don't do it, Pedro, please. Mr. Pedro, I'm asking you like a friend. Don't leave me here alone with Scroggins. Don't give him that gun. My life ain't worth 10 cents.
Ah, Mr. Grogan, you are all wrong. See, but you are all wrong. Your life, she ain't worth maybe one nickel. I hope, anyway. Scroggins is coming now. And maybe, I think, he's going to cook your geese. Well, goodbye.
Well, what did that sound like to you? Limey Scroggins is at last to have an opportunity for revenge. He's alone in that little hut with his ex-partner, Butch Grogan, and Butch is helpless, trussed up like a Christmas turkey. But Jimmy and Jean are out behind the hut listening. What do they hear? Are Mr. Noyce's suspicions justified? What happens next? Be sure and listen to the next episode in the lives of Jimmy and Jean in the country of the Black Flame of the Amazon.